Welcome to Masechta Shvuos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 7, Mishnah 7. Mishnah begins, Kishem Sha'amru, the same way the Mishnah taught us in Masechta Ksubas in the 9th Perek, that HaPoygemes Ksubasa, a woman that comes to claim the money that's owed to her, that's written in the Ksuba. We know that when a husband and wife get married, the husband writes a legal document called a Ksuba, and in that Ksuba, he indicates that if he divorces her or he dies, there's a cash settlement that the woman is able to collect. So the woman comes to collect her Ksuba. She said, say they're divorced. And she says, I know that you paid me up part of it, but you didn't pay the full amount. The husband says, what do you mean? I paid up your entire ksuba. Says Mishnah Loiti Para. Halacha is, she doesn't get paid the remnant of the ksuba that she's claiming, Elo Bishvua, unless she swears. So just like we learned that in ksubas. And we also learned in ksubas, Eidecha Me'ida Shehi Parua, if one witness testifies that the ksuba was already paid up, that Loiti Para Elo Bishvua, she only can collect if she swears, Minachasta Meshubadim, or a woman that comes to collect money from a ksuba, from property that her husband had already sold to somebody else. That means to say, at the time of the ksuba, he obligated these properties as collateral, and now she's coming to collect from properties that had already been sold to somebody else, but since she has the first right to them, she can collect them. Or minichsi Simon, or a widow that comes to collect money of her ksuba from the property that her husband left over to her children, or to his children, to orphans. Leisipar el bishvua. The halacha is that she has only to get paid if she swears to collect. Or vanifrashalei befanav, or a divorcee that her husband traveled far away, and now she comes to Bezin to the Jewish court to collect the suba. Like tipara lo bishvua, the halacha is she only is able to collect if she swears. So the same way that we say that in all these cases, v'chein ha'yisleimim. So too, it comes. This applies as well by orphans. That means the same way that in all these situations, the only way to collect is with a shvua, with swearing. So too, by yisleim, by orphans, la yiparu elo bishvua. They are only paid, or they only pay with a shvua. What does that mean? The Gemara says we're talking about a situation where we have orphans that are coming to collect money that they're saying their father was owed from a different set of orphans. And we don't know. The court doesn't know. No one really knows if the father paid back that loan or not, or whatever he was obligated to pay. So in that situation, the only way to collect it is by making a shvua. So, however, the Gemara explains that if, let's say, they claim that their father told him that he had no outstanding loans, he didn't owe anyone anything, then the yisaimim, the orphans that have the document that claims that they are owed money, the halacha is, they actually are paid even without making a shvua. Why? Because if a person says, lei lavisi, if the deceased father says, I didn't borrow anything, it's as if he said, loi parati, says the Gemara. It's as if he said, I didn't pay up. So therefore, there's a shtar here, there's a document which obligates a loan. There's a father saying, I didn't pay up, so therefore they could collect. Now the Mishnah explains, how do yisaimim swear? When orphans swear, how do they swear? Shvua shalei piktonu abba. We make a shvua, we swear that our father didn't command us anything at the time that he died, that he owes something or doesn't owe something. And our father didn't tell us in his life, we didn't find any receipts or any type of documents indicating that the loan was paid up, that this loan, this document that we have here, is paid up. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if the child was born after the father's death, so therefore he certainly can't swear that his father didn't say anything that the loan was paid up. The halacha is, he still swears that he didn't find any shtaris, any document amongst his father, the deceased father's leftover documents, v'naitel, and then he's able to collect from the other yisaimim, from the other orphans. Concludes the Mishnah. Amar Reb Shem Ben Gamliel. Reb Shem Ben Gamliel says, "Im yesh edim she'amar ha'av b'shaf misasa." If there's witnesses that the father said at the time of his death, "Shtar ze'inay parua," this particular document was never paid up. Hu naitel b'shalay b'shvua. Then his child, the orphan child, collects the shtar even without a shvua. However, the Tanakhama, the first Tana in our Mishnah, holds that even in this situation, he only takes by swearing, because we're suspect maybe the father didn't say this in truth. He just said this as if to sound like he is leaving over to his children a large Yerusha, a substantial amount of money, so that people will be like, wow, chashav, special, prestigious. But we're not sure if that's the actual truth. Therefore, the halacha is that in that situation, he also has to make a shvua. Wishing you a fantastic day and an amazing upcoming week.